Estimated deliveries this holiday season will top 1 billion packages. Here's Michelle Miller.
Tis the season to be shopping.
Thank you so much.
And shipping. At Lilac Chocolates in Brooklyn, where more than 20% of their sales will be shipped for the holidays. Co-owner Anthony Cerrone.
Getting the gifts there on time is super important. They just can't be late. So we really rely on the carriers to deliver, when they promise they will.
This year, Christmas lands on a Monday, giving retailers one less day to get gifts delivered on time. UPS, FedEx, and the U.S. Postal Service are working on overdrive to collectively deliver more than 60 million packages a day, even weekends, a 50% increase over normal volume. DHL hired 6,000 additional workers to keep up with demand on this year's shipping orders. They've climbed up 26% over last year. Jeff Ivory is vice president of sales.
Are you seeing any glitches in your delivery system?
One of the challenges we always have is that are people going to actually be home from when we go for the delivery side of things? So certainly we've coped with the volume in terms of putting on more flights and making sure that we have the appropriate amount of seasonal workers for delivery.
It's been nonstop for shipping companies this holiday season. E-commerce orders have exploded. Today will only add to that craze as many companies are offering free shipping.
Phoenix Group's chief economist Max Wolf says shipping companies are struggling to keep up with online growth.
The sheer volumes are so high, and if you're growing your e-commerce 30, 40% year over year, are you growing your trucks and drivers 30% year over year? Answer is no.